term testimonia is used by higher critical scholars today to avoid the use of the term messianic prophecy. Like if you read these New Testament theologies that turn the theology of the New Testament upside down, you're acquainted with that, aren't you? They're always using the word testimonium instead of messianic prophecy. They deliberately try to avoid. Is there any connection between the use of that term testimonia there in the Dead Sea Scrolls and the way, well, I'm going to call them heretical scholars use it today. That's the way they look to me.
I only know that that's the name which has been assigned this particular document from Qumran.
Okay.
Which in a sense, I guess, would be a testimony to the belief in the coming Messiah. That's the way I would interpret it.
Perhaps there's one more. Pastor Harley, please.
Yes, I have a question. It's usually assumed by recent translators that the older manuscripts are the more reliable. Is it not probably more logical to assume that those were laid aside because they were not so reliable, and that the reliable manuscripts were the ones that were used down through the 1500 years from the time of Christ up until the time of Erasmus? And I believe that I think it's the Tyndale Bible Society and also the translators of the New King James Version still hold that opinion. And I personally still marvel at the little difference between them when you compare the newer versions with Luther, the one that Luther used. But I still tend to believe that the Textus Receptus that was used by Luther is about as reliable a manuscript as we can find. What is your opinion on this?
Well, I have a book here by Dr. Charles Pfeiffer, whom I quoted, The Dead Sea Scrolls, the Revised Edition, and he has a chapter on the text of the Old Testament, and on page 95 he wrote, "It should be observed that we use the term different, in quotation marks, rather than better, in discussing the varying textual traditions of the Old Testament. Since we do not have the original writings of any of Old Testament books, or for that matter of any book of antiquity, the scholar who desires to get as near as possible to the original will compare and contrast the readings provided by his manuscripts, and by the principles of textual criticism arrive at the text which he deems best after considering all evidences. In addition to the Masoretic text, the Septuagint, the Sumerian Pentateuch, and the Targums, which of course are comments on a given biblical text, and the ancient versions, the Old Testament student must now consider the evidences of the Qumran texts in studying textual problems. The extent of changes which may be made in the edited text can be easily exaggerated, which we feel, while we feel that scholarly modern Greek texts are vast improvements over the old received text, it should be borne in mind that the difference is not in any sense one of doctrinal import. A scholar of an earlier generation, namely Bentley, said, quote, "The real text of the sacred writings is competently exact, nor is one article of faith or moral precept either perverted or lost. Choose as awkwardly as you will, choose the worst by design out of the whole lump of readings." So he claims that whether you're using, I guess, the Textus Receptus, which Luther used, and he, of course, he used the Brescia version of the Hebrew Old Testament, that basically we don't have to worry about any major doctrine or moral precept, which you might say has to be questioned or rejected.